The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Jay Nelson. The Scarlet Knights ended the regular season with a 24-32 record overall and entered this week's Big Ten tournament as the number 11 seed. Rutgers will take on 6-seeded Ohio State in game one on Thursday morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. And I just also wanted to say thank you to Penn State for hosting this great tournament. And we played there last year. Their facilities are fantastic. I couldn't say more about their facilities. You know, it's a great opportunity, and the sellout crowd is going to be great. Last week we played at Michigan in front of a sellout crowd, and it's really exciting to have a lot of fans in the stands and rooting and cheering. I also wanted to congratulate Michigan on their Big Ten regular season championship and Hutch for being the winningest coach in the history of our game. You know, last year we graduated our number 2 and 3 hitters, and our number 3 hitter set all of our records for offensive statistics, and she had 22 home runs. You know, our pitcher was the all-time winningest coach at Rutgers, and, you know, we didn't get out of the first round. So this year we upped our schedule, and our strength of schedule at this point is 44 in the nation, so we did that intentionally to be playing the best teams and give our pitchers a chance to figure out how to get good hitters out and give our hitters, a chance to see great pitching. So when it comes to this time of the year, they're prepared. You know, last year we had three big players that we relied on that were seniors, and this year we rely on everybody. But again, our seniors are our leaders and captains of this team, and they kind of anchor our infield. Our third baseman, Jordan Whitley, our shortstop, Melanie Slowinski, our second baseman, Stephanie Wang, they call her Stephanie Wang, and our pitcher, Dresden Maddox, and our catcher, Liz Adams. So they're our captains and leaders. You know, we talked to our team about our approach and being a one pitch at a time approach. You know, on defense, we're focusing on the next play. Forget about the last one. If we made a mistake, if we made a great play, it's on to the next one. And on offense, you know, as long as I've been here, it's been, you know, look, get a good pitch and hit it hard someplace. And that's how we're going to enter this tournament.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Carol Brugman with BTN.
Good morning, Jay. Congratulations. I'm just curious. You've played in quite a few conferences throughout your career, and now being in the Big Ten Conference the last few years, just your thoughts on comparisons maybe with your other conferences, just your experience and where you think the Big Ten is right now.
Well, I think the Big Ten is the toughest conference top to bottom that we've been in. You know, at one point when we were in the Big East, we did get 5 teams in the regional tournament. So that year was really a great year for us. But, you know, the Big Ten has Michigan, who has won a national championship and last year was runners up. So they're a tremendous team, and the top of our conference has great teams, and you know, we're all trying to get there, and playing against those top teams is only going to help our conference improve. I was in the AAC for 1 year, so that was kind of a brief transition into the Big Ten. But you know, being in the Big Ten for 2 years and making the tournament, we feel very lucky to do that, and you know, we're pleased that we're in that position.
Okay, Coach, thank you for your time this morning, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.